Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each and every Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@93.7thefan.com to drop your group name, your group's main contact info, and potential dates. Details at 93.7thefan.com. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. You hear that music? It is a Friday just after 12:30. Donnie Football with you from Studio B, Bowser Chevy in Monroeville until 2 o'clock. Austin Bechtold is back behind the glass in Green Tree, and that music means it is time for a Bechtold Breakdown. Austin?
It is indeed, Donnie, and the Bechtold Breakdown is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Our wonderful friend Jake, give him a call at Southside Plumbing and Heating for all of your plumbing and heating needs. So, Donnie, the Pirates have announced that Paul Skeens has been named the Baseball Digest MLB Pitcher of the Year. I found this fascinating because it wasn't Scoobal or it wasn't Garrett Crochet. Paul Skeens, despite a 10-10 record, a dominant year, an ERA under 2, he's the one that ultimately ends up being the Baseball Digest MLB Pitcher of the Year. But one of the main things I wanted to get into with this, I saw something floating around on Twitter earlier this morning. And it was, oh, could you imagine these baseball teams? They play 162 games, and the season ends in a 48-72-hour span. Have you met the 2015 Pittsburgh Pirates, who won 98 games during the 2015 season, lost to a buzzsaw in Jake Arrieta? Donnie, in my heart of hearts, I will take it for the rest of my life. I truly believe if there was a three-game series like there is now, the Pirates would have won it in Game 2 and Game 3 and went on to win the World Series in 2015.
Yeah, I actually feel pretty strongly about that, too, because the Cubs had Arrieta, but now I want to pull up like who else they would have had on that 2015 staff.
I think John Lester was still there. Kyle Hendricks.
The only guy that scared me, though, was Arrieta, which, I mean, I still wonder, you know, he had the, like, one or two, like, massive seasons. He also looked a lot bigger than he normally was, but, you know, I'm a Barry Bonds guy, so who am I to throw stones? I just felt like they didn't have somebody that really put fear into me. Yeah, so they had Lester, who on the season he had a 3.34 ERA, so pretty good. Hendricks was just below 4. Lester was a 2.8 WAR player. Hendricks was 1.6. The bullpen didn't blow me away. Rondon had 30 saves that season, but Arrieta was just so far and away their best guy. I mean, he had 4 complete games. He had 3 shutouts. He had the no-hitter that year. He was 22-6 with a 1.77 ERA. I mean, he was phenomenal. We just never really saw that again from him. But I agree with you. If they took it to a three-game series, I like the Pirates' chances to win because you would only get Arrieta for that one game.
Right.
They would have had to do – Joe Maddon would have had to do something that we've never seen in baseball. If he wanted to find a way to sprinkle Arrieta into every game, but that would never happen. You know, this isn't like 1920 anymore. They would have had Arrieta for the one game, and then I think the Pirates would have had the advantage in the other two because they would have thrown like A.J. Burnett at them in the second game, probably Frankie Liriano.
You had to start
in the third game.
J-Hap had to have gotten the ball in one of those games.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I forgot. That was the J-Hap year. He probably should have started that one gamer against the Cubs for how good he was down the stretch. Yeah, I mean, the Pirates had the pitching advantage outside of the ace of the staff, and that's just what so happened to, you know, be the most important thing. It's kind of funny, Austin. A quick shout here to my buddy Drew Brown, who does phenomenal work for Sportsnet Pittsburgh. He's the guy that puts all of the like Pirates video montages together, so all of the cool videos that you see like before a game, and then he put together like their end of season video as well. That was really good. He did a presentation in college, another Waynesburg guy, Austin. We were roommates, Drew and I were. He did a presentation in one of our public speaking classes about the one-game wild card and why Major League Baseball had to turn it into a three-game series.
That's incredible.
He did this right after the 2015 game. So it was either our freshman or sophomore year. I don't know if he waited a year on it before he did the presentation. And then lo and behold, we get to COVID a few years after the fact, and here we are, a new playoff format. It is a three-game series, and I think that would have helped the Pirates in 2015. I don't know if I could say as much about 2014 against the Giants, but I have always felt that if the Pirates had two more cracks at the Cubs in 2015, that they would have won that series. It really was a shame. The NL Central was so good that year.
Wow, dominant.
Three of the best teams in baseball. The Cardinals, what, won?
They won 100 games.
One or 100. The Pirates won 98 and the Cubs won 97. Meanwhile, on the other side of the bracket, you had two teams that the Pirates bludgeoned during the regular season. That never sat well with me. And I know the Mets made it to the World Series that year. The Pirates went 7-0 against them that season. They dominated them.
They did, and they dominated them throughout those runs in 13, 14, 15. The Jay Hay rundown game,
yep.
Games at PNC Park. I remember going like every Friday night they played the Mets, and they would just smoke the Mets every single instance, every occasion. But yeah. That is now water under my metaphorical bridge. That makes me sad. All right, did you see that Ichiro suited up for the Mariners in their inter-squad scrimmage? Did you see the Phillies had 31,000 fans at their scrimmage? Donnie, first and foremost, when did baseball start doing these inter-squad scrimmages for the teams that received an automatic bye to the divisional round? And what do you make of it? I think this is incredible.
So they just did this the other day, you're telling me.
Correct.
And now, did they have, was Ichiro the only guy that was like an alum of the team that came back and played, or did the Phillies do that too?
Well, no, I don't think the Phillies did. Like, the Mariners had Ichiro and then mostly their entire lineup. Like, okay. Ichiro's 51 going out there and playing in right field for the home roster with Cal Raleigh, Cole Young from North Allegheny, Julio Rodriguez, and others just getting ready to go, but Philadelphia, too, they packed their ballpark. They sold tickets for it. They got 31,000 in the ballpark to watch the team play against each other.
I have always been impressed by Philadelphia fans. I know they get such a bad rap, and I know that in this town we are supposed to hate them so much, Austin. Philly has maybe the best, like, overall fan base on this side of the country. Like, all of their sports, I know that, you know, basketball and hockey, they have down years. I mean, their hockey team hasn't won anything in 50 years. But, I mean, in football and in baseball, they've impressed me. And I know they've had a lot to cheer for. But even in baseball, like, down years, you'll watch a game just randomly. You know, maybe MLB Network has, like, a Thursday afternoon game. You'll toss it on. They'll be playing in Philly. And they just have like 35,000 at the ballpark. And I mean, the team may not even be all that good in years past. And you know, they're packing the place in. Like, and I have heard, you know, Noah Hiles has told me this before. He said there's probably no atmosphere that feels more like a playoff game, no matter who the team is playing, better than Philly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Like, anytime it's Pirates-Phillies, it's packed. Phillies-Rockies, it's packed. No matter who the Phillies play, the fans make it feel like it is a big deal and like a big game, which I can respect.
Well, I mean,
I wish we had that.
I would kind of hope that's the case. They have double the people that we have. I mean, they're a top five market in the country.
I get that, but I mean, I think it also shows when you put consistently good baseball out there for a long time that they just pack them in really no matter what.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, they do. They create a great atmosphere. Like when Durant, their closer, comes out to that intro that they have for him, similar to how the Pirates had Bednarz, and they black out the lights and they do a light show with it. It is epic. Like, remember when I think it was Bryson Stott would come up to the plate and they'd be playing like, "Ayo, ayo, okay," and the whole entire stadium would be cheering it? Or how they rallied around Trey Turner, who was struggling at times. It's a passionate fan base. I don't root for Philly in anything. I just, you know, I am one of those people that do not root for the other side of the state. Similar to like how I don't want Cleveland to win, even though I was rooting for the Guardians in this last series.
I mean, Philly, it's awesome to watch them in the playoffs. I think the fans certainly play into it. But man, that team every single year, I mean, it's probably the biggest reason why I bet on them to win the World Series and actually put some, you know, money where my mouth was there, because every year that team shows up in October. Maybe they're not the best team in the league, but man, they come up in big moments every single time. Schwarber, Harper. I mean, you go down the line, you said some of the other names too. They are just fun to watch when you get to the postseason.
Here are FanDuel's Heisman odds right now. The number one choice right now, the number one guy, according to FanDuel, is, would you like to take a guess, Donnie?
Ooh, honestly, is it like Mendoza?
It is not. He is a little bit further down the list. He is currently 6 at plus 1,400. Dante Moore at plus 600 is the current favorite to win the Heisman, the quarterback from Oregon. And right now, I would say that is a really good pick.
I know we talked about that game on Monday, Austin, and on Tuesday a little bit. That kid really impressed me on Saturday night. I know you were in the building, but we hear so much, and for good reason, how much the whiteout and that atmosphere can affect opposing teams and opposing quarterbacks, and how a guy could come in there. He's never seen a crowd like that before. He's never dealt with noise to that level before. And I'm sure that, you know, many people thought like, oh, this is going to really affect this kid and Penn State's going to win the football game. Like, you know, Dante Moore's never played in front of 111,000 plus people and, you know, everybody's wearing white and whatever. That kid never changed the look on his face for like 4 hours.
The list
on
is
Saturday night.
Full of quarterbacks. Jeremiah Smith is currently fourth. tied for third, actually, with Carson Beck at plus 1,000 odds. What do you make of that, your wide receiver at Ohio State?
Oh, I mean, he's probably the best individual player in college football. It's just tough, you know, that he can't always dictate his own terms as a receiver the same way that a quarterback can. I think that kid has an opportunity to be the next wide receiver taken first overall in a draft. And I know people thought that about Marvin Harrison Jr. for a little bit, that he could go one overall. I think Jeremiah Smith has a really good shot. And I think it's been, what, 30 years? Keyshawn Johnson in 1995 was the last time that happened. That kid is remarkably good at football. Like, it's almost hard to think that kid once played at, like, a middle school and high school level, like, what he would have looked like out there against, you know, people like us, like, just, like, normal, like, run-of-the-mill high school athletes. It's amazing how good that kid is at the level that he plays at.
Last one, Donnie. So, reports out of Baltimore, Lamar Jackson did not practice. Kyle Hamilton did not practice for the Ravens. They are playing against the Houston Texans this week. Cooper Rush is their backup. Sportsline in their simulations now gives the Steelers an 85% chance to make the playoffs. That's the second best odds behind only the Buffalo Bills at 99.9%. So the Steelers, who could be looking at a Ravens team that's currently at 48% odds, that could be 1-5. Steelers playing the Browns off a bye. Thursday night against Cincinnati, against Jake Browning, who they might ultimately replace in a week. Things are just looking rosy for the Steelers right now. 85% chance to make the playoffs. That's not the division, just the playoffs. I would pound the table for that right now. I think it's close to automatic that the Steelers are going to make the playoffs.
Before I dive into that, I do want to tell people that the 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Oak Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. So 85%, you're saying?
85%, according to Sportsline.
The only team ahead of them is the Buffalo Bills, who will run away with that division and probably lock it up by like mid-November, maybe by Thanksgiving, which I think they did last year as well. I mean, the way that they started out and the way the division looks, it's hard to argue that. I do still feel really good about them making the playoffs. I don't know if I'm completely sold on them winning the AFC North. I mean, I would love it if they did. I mean, we haven't gotten to experience a home playoff game with fans in the crowd since the 2017 season. The COVID year was when they last won the division, and what, they let like 1,000 people in the stadium that night, if that. I mean, we have an opportunity as fans to witness a home Steelers playoff game for the first time in almost a decade. Now, I do think that adds a little bit of pressure to them to win the game if they do get there. I feel really good about it, though, like them making the playoffs, being one of those seven teams in the AFC. It's kind of hard not to, because things are breaking their way. Like, I think they're a pretty good team, but they are getting a little bit lucky. I think it's a good mix of both.
Well, and think about it from this perspective. The Patriots, they looked awful. Or they've looked awful at times this year. They've also looked pretty good this year. And I think Drake May is a quarterback that we're going to be talking about for a long time. So that's one of the teams that the Steelers are going to be competing with in the wild card. Cincinnati, you can drop them out. Denver's had their struggles. Sure, they just crushed Cincinnati. But it's only going to be Buffalo coming out of the East. The North is either going to be the Steelers or the Ravens, I would imagine. The South, I think, is only going to get one team, maybe two. Jacksonville's going to threaten. Will they hold on? Will the Colts hold on? They'll beat each other up as well. The West is the real division that could steal a wild card off of somebody, because I think the Chargers will win the division, and then it'll be the Chiefs will probably end up getting in, but it'll be them and the Broncos jostling for a position there. Ultimately, I think they'll make it.
Yeah, so I actually wouldn't change any of the playoff teams that I picked in the AFC that I had going into the season. I had the Bills winning the East. I mean, that's kind of an easy one. I had nobody else from that division making it. I had the Ravens winning the North with the Steelers as a wild card team. Then in the South, I had the Jags winning that division which right now they're even with the Colts, and you know, maybe they'll leapfrog each other during the year, or you know, something will happen where Daniel Jones and all of that good play kind of runs out. And then in the West, I had three teams getting in. I think the Chiefs can still win that division. And then I had the Chargers and the Broncos as the next two wild card teams. I feel pretty good a quarter of the way through that all of those teams can and will still make it. Even the Ravens, who maybe not win the division now, given their start, but they are going to be a team that a lot of people want to bury if they start 1-5, that I think can absolutely rise up and still make it by the time we reach week 18.
Yeah, they could definitely do it with just the schedule that Costas was laying out as well. They play a bunch of it's kind of backwards to the Steelers' schedule. You know, the Steelers played a lot of the easier games early. Sure, they'll have Miami thrown in there later on in the year. But the Ravens just had Murderer's Row at the very start of the season. And at the end of the year, that's when it's going to get difficult, when this rubber meets the road. And here comes Buffalo to town. Oh, you have to go to the Lions. Not going to be easy.
Yeah, they will be – the Ravens will be favored if Lamar Jackson is healthy in almost every one of those games. There's probably one or two where they wouldn't, or it'll be close to a pick 'em. I think they will be favored in almost every game they have after the bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.